Okay, Chevra. So before we continue with Tochein in Hilchos Talmud Torah of the Rambam, so one of the larger issues that is discussed probably more than any other issue in Perek Aleph of Talmud Torah is the status of women learning Torah. So the Rambam tells us in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel, Isha Shalom de Torah Yesh La Sachar, Evo Eino Kiskar Ha'ish, Mipnei Shalom Nitzdavis, Micho Ha'osa Dover Sheino Mitzuva Olav La'asoso, Ein Schairo Kiskar Ha'mitzuva Sha'asa, Ela Hachos Mimenu. So the Rambam writes, first of all, the basic yisod of Godol HaMetzuvah V'osa Mimish Eino Mitzuvah V'osa, that women don't have an obligation in Talmud Torah. V'limadtem osam es b'neichem v'lo b'noseichem, v'limadtem osam v'limadtem atem. Basically, the chiyuv of Talmud Torah in its full force, the way the Rambam says it, applies to men. Women are eino mitzuvah v'osa, if they learn, so they get schar. But it's not the same as the schar of a man, because men are mitzvah v'osa. But afal pi sheyesh lo sachar, tzivu chachamim, shelo yelamed adam es bito Torah, mipnei sherov hanoshim ein daitan mechuvenes lehislamed, elahim motzios divrei Torah divrei havai, lefi anias daitan. Even though she gets sachar, but the Chachamim said, "Tzivu Chachamim, shelo yilamed es bito Torah," because Rov Nashem is ein daitan mechuvenes, etc. And the Chachamim say, if you teach your daughter Torah, it's ke'ilu melamda tiflus. That's what the Rambam writes. Now, there's a lot to say about this Rambam, like mamish, a lot. Just to point out a few small diyukim. In the Rambam, the Rambam's Lashon, which is based on the Lashon HaGemara, is Shelo Yelamed Odom Es Bito Torah. Bas seems to imply a young daughter. And Yelamed sounds like you should not teach. If someone is young, you should not teach them Torah. This leaves open the possibility, at least, and they say that Rav Soloveitchik was medayik this way in the Rambam, that for older women, the Isser does not apply, in part because it's not really yilameg, you're not teaching in a forceful sort of way. You're teaching because they want to learn, because they're older and more mature. That is one diyuk in the Rambam. The Rambam, of course, also says, Rov Noshim ain't daitan mechuvenes lehislamed, the majority of women, implying that there are some women who are daitan mechuvenes lehislamed, and for these women there's going to be no din of lo yelamed odem es bito Torah. The reason shelo yelamed es bito Torah is because they will be motzi divrei Torah any way they want, without proper seriousness and forethought, etc. But that applies to Rove. There is clearly a miyot to it does not apply to. That's the second diuk in the Rambam, which again, the way Rav Shechter says it from the Rove famously taught Talmud Torah, Torah Sheba Al Peh, to women, both in the shir that he gave in Stern College, and before and after in a certain high school that you attended, called Maimonides. So the Rav clearly taught women Torah, felt that they should be taught Torah, wrote a curriculum, and wrote a letter to others that the curriculum for men and women in Torah should be the same. The thought that the Rav changed his mind is something that many people discuss, but just as a general rule in halacha, if someone tells you that a Talmud Chacham changed his mind, unless it's written down the furash, it's hard to believe it. Generally in halacha, this comes up many times in the tshuvas. There's a famous tshuva, the Night of Yehuda, where he's make on a particular fish being kosher, and people say the Night of Yehuda changed his mind at the end of his life. And his main tamma, the tshuva me'ahava, writes, hey, you can't say the Rebbe changed his mind because he didn't write that he changed his mind. Especially when something is written, you know, and the Rav wrote letters to this effect, it's hard to say they changed their mind, and especially because Lameisa, they continued to teach Torah Sheba Al Peh, both in Maimonides and in Stern College. To say that the Rav changed his mind, I think, is very difficult. So we have two diyukim in the Rambam, why it's mutter, Bito and Rov Noshim. And the way Rav Shechter says it over from the Rav had certain qualifications that you can't teach Torah to girls at too young an age. And it should be optional. It shouldn't be a mandatory requirement that everyone has to go through. Because if you have to deal with the Rov Noshim issue, so the way Rav Shechter says from Rav Soloveitchik, you need some sort of sorting mechanism. And the sorting mechanism is those people who want to do it, taking it as an option, not as a requirement, is what makes sense. And this is the way it's been in Stern College forever. The Talmud has not been an option, has not been a requirement, it's an option. In Maimonides, I believe Talmud is a requirement for both boys and girls. What about the Rav? So I think the pshat is azoi, that there is Talmud in the sense of what we spoke about the last couple of days, like real learning eon. Then there's also a certain bare minimum of skills that are necessary, that are necessary for whatever you'll do in Torah. Even like to learn the Ramban al HaTorah, you need certain basic skills even, right? Ramban al HaTorah is very difficult. But my understanding, perhaps, I'm not sure, I haven't discussed this with Rav Shechter, I haven't discussed it with any of the Talmidim of the Rav, but my understanding is that teaching Torah on a very basic high school type level, I know we made a few comments the last couple of days about high school, but teaching Torah on a very basic high school type level might not really count as this Isser, because what you're really doing is you're giving basic background and skills which will help you no matter what. And it's not the full-fledged Isser of teaching Torah. I'm not sure about this, but kach ner lafi ani yistayti as to how come we get we get out of this issue of Rov Noshim. Again, I don't know. Maybe the Rav felt that if a woman doesn't want to go to Maimonides, a girl doesn't want to go to Maimonides, she could go somewhere else. But I'm not sure that that works. There's another diuk, though, in the Rambam, which Reb Nochum Rabinowitz points out, and that is the lashon of Tzivul Chachamim. Tzivul Chachamim. What does Tzivul Chachamim mean? So, bepashtos, you would say that Tzivul Chachamim is like a full-fledged tzivui, a full obligation. However, the Rambam uses the Lashon Tzivul Chachamim a number of times in the Mishneh Torah, most often in Hilchos Deos. In Hilchos Deos, the Rambam speaks about how a person should go be'emtza haderech. There are some people who never get angry, some people always get angry, right? Some people have no gaiva, some people have a ton of gaiva. Those two are exceptions. Those are two midos, or as the Rambam doesn't like the term midos, Rambam likes the term deos. Those are two things that you should be marchik from entirely. But by other deos, so the Rambam writes, in terms of how spendthrift you are, versus how stingy you are. So the Rambam writes that you should go in the middle. You should follow a derech which is rechayka mishteha ketzavos richuk shaveh. Lefikach, tzivul chachamim. Sheyehe Adam Shom De Osav Tamid, Umishair Osam, Umachavein Osam Bederech HaEmtzois, Kedei Sheyehe Shalem Begufo. Tzivu Chachamim. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos consistently uses the term Tzivu Chachamim, but Rav Nachum Rabinowitz points out that Tzivu Chachamim in Lashon HaRambam, and he tells us that there's no place in the Rambam where the word Tzivu Chachamim appears, and it means a full-fledged Isser. Tzivu Chachamim is always what I would call religious advice. Musar, machshava, proper Yiddish perspective. But Tzivu Chachamim in the Rambam, says Rav Nachum Rabinowitz, again, I'm not a bucky in the Rambam, I can't like make this type of statement, but Tzivu Chachamim means religious advice. And that already opens up a possibility that the Rambam, even though he uses a lashon of Tzivu Chachamim, which at first glance sounds like it's mamish and iser, maybe the Rambam is avoiding the mamish iser approach. And he's dafka saying that this halacha is advice. Smuchem lekach, the fact that the Rambam is meduyak, that it only is because roiv noshim ein daitan mechuvenes, right? If it would be a real iser, so how can you be mechalik between those women who will be multi divrei Torah l'divrei havayah and those women who won't? You can't have such a chiluk. If it's a real iser, it's a real iser. Real isurim are clear across the board, like look. But once I'm in Tzivu Chachamim world, so then already I have more flexibility and leeway to say, it's advice because of X, Y, and Z. Consequently, people who are not in those categories, it doesn't apply to. So again, Emir Tashem, next time we learn Rambam, I want to discuss this sugya in greater depth, because this is like one of the Iker sugyas that we speak about in our world, and one of the Iker sugyas in the Rambam entirely. Right? The Rambam begins Perek Aleph by saying that women are exempt from Talmud Torah. Well, we pointed that out. That's very strange that the Rambam should begin with who's exempted rather than who's obligated. And the end, Rambam talks about how a woman gets schar, like an eno metzuva v'oisa, that's what we're learning now. So these two halachos of women in learning bracket Perek Aleph of Hilchos Talmud Torah, and I think it's worth one more session to discuss the Shitas HaRambam, the way the Chafetz Chaim interpreted it, the way Rav Soloveitchik interpreted it, etc., because it's important. Okay, Chaver, any questions, or should we go weiter? You ever heard that Tikka Tzivu Chachamim before?
No.
Look it up. Do a search in Bar Ilan on Tzivu Chachamim in the Rambam. I didn't do this. I trust the Rav Nachum Rabinowitz's diyuk. But look it up. I think it is suggestive. That's all I'll say.